Campana's First Nighter program. From the Little Theater of Times Square, starring Barbara Luddy and Owen Soule, with an all-star cast presented by Campana, the quality name in cosmetics. It's theater time on the Great White Way, and once again you're invited to attend Theaterland's most colorful and exciting occasion, an opening night at the Little Theater off Times Square. So here's your host for the evening, the genial First Nighter.
Good evening and welcome. I understand that the curtain is going up promptly tonight, so I suggest that we leave for the theater right away. Here's my cab. Won't you step in? All right, driver, to the Little Theater. Up Broadway and across 42nd Street. And here we're in the center of the world's greatest theater district. And there, just ahead, is the Little Theater off Times Square. That's where we are.
Looks like the president's
daughter. Have your ticket ready, please.
Good evening, Mr. First Nighter. The usher will show you to your seat.
Thank you. We'll go right in. Well, there's a big crowd here tonight, every seat taken. There's Frank Worth and the famous First Nighter Orchestra in the pit. And we've just time, I see, for a quick glance at the program. Tonight's play is entitled Drink for the Damned, an original drama by Irvin Ashkenazy, co-starring Barbara Luddy and Olin Soule. Miss Luddy is cast as Kathy, a lady of noble birth in the time of King James II. Mr. Soule plays the role of Peter Brant, who's been accused with the Duke of Monmouth of having plotted rebellion against the crown. And what an all-star supporting cast. Marvin Miller as the suave Philip Delroy. Polly Bear as Dickon, Peter's servant. Willard Waterman as Corby, a brutal sea captain. And Arthur Q. Bryan. But there's just a brief moment now before First Curtain.
Curtain! First Curtain!
There's the signal for First Curtain. The house lights are out. And here's the play.
Blimey, look at him. Lying abed in his cell like he were a prince of the blood instead of a rebel against King James. God bless him.
Well, what do you want, you greasy tallycatch?
Hey, take your ease, Master Brant. Nurse your fine airs. You'll have pleasant dreams of this prison once you're a slave in Jamaica.
Then I suppose it's time to go aboard the prison ship.
not yet, but soon enough. So you're chained. You have a visitor. This way, mistress.
Who is it?
Hear me, lady. His lordship awaits you.
Captain.
I'll cage you two lovebirds for the nonce.
Why are you here? You shouldn't have come. Oh, Captain.
I couldn't let them send you away without my seeing you. Feeling my darling.
So you bribed the jailer, Kathy?
Yes.
Oh, you do love me, don't you? Even after what's been said.
Did you think those lies would change me? I know you're innocent. You never plotted with Monmouth against the king.
The jury convicted me.
Peter, I'll get your freedom. I'll move heaven and earth to find you justice.
Justice? Where? In King James Court?
But the king himself doesn't know. When I petition him, he'll revoke your sentence, Peter.
And suppose I were proved innocent of plotting with that fool Monmouth? Would that restore my rank in the king's navy? Or mend my lost fortunes? No, Kathy. The man you'd marry would be a ruined baker.
We'll find other fortunes, Peter. I'll wait for you forever if I must. But you're going to be pardoned. Philip Delroy is working with me. He's using every influence to have your case reheard.
Philip Delroy, eh? He's promised to help you secure me a pardon?
Oh, he is your friend, Peter. You wronged him thinking he wasn't.
It's never seemed to me that my misfortunes caused him grief.
Peter, don't.
And the way he eyes you.
Please, you're unjust to him.
If only I knew who laid that false charge against me. If I could learn what blackguard forged those letters, I'd kill him if I burned for it.
That's Lively. You there. Would you like a cut of nine to cross your back? Oh!
Are they coming? So soon? Oh, darling, I'll be working for you, praying for you, loving you. It can't end like this. We've been so happy.
We have been happy, you and I, since we were children sailing ships together. You remember the day we sailed aboard my ketch off Dover? And the sun set and the wind died down and the tide ran out.
Yes.
And we had to wait 6 hours for the tide to change.
What? Hardly now.
Remember how the moon came up and a million stars? And I swore that someday I'd sail the seven seas and bring back the treasure of Spain to place at your feet.
I remember.
You believed me, Cat.
I still believe you, my darling. You will come back and I'll be waiting for you.
Oh, if you wait for that one, mistress, you'll die on wed, I warrant you. There's an ocean voyage in store for you, me fine game cock. Come on, get along there.
Kathy.
Oh, my dear.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Kathy.
What? Come on. Get along.
Dick, are you still prowling about? Be off to bed.
I'm begging you leave, Captain Grant. I can't sleep when I hear you pacing the floor. I know full well the thing that's crying inside you.
Yeah, you're a mad rogue.
Not so mad, Captain. I told the cutter you sailed that first day when we lay off Plymouth in the prison ship. 200 of us chained together below decks. Will you ever forget that smell? You told me about your home and your sweetheart and our master Delroy was going to get you a pardon.
Ha! That Runyon.
Him that lied at your trial and got you sent to convict labor on his lands in Jamaica and then married Mistress Catherine.
No, stop plaguing me, Dickon. What are you trying to do?
Help you to set your course aright, Captain. 3 years it's been since we escaped.
Aye. 3 years since we captured that brig in Port Royal Harbor and made off with her. And what were we? Escaped slaves. Outlaws on our own land and outcasts in any other. Buccaneers, pirates, raiding on Spanish treasure ships.
But free men. Captain and mate, sailing the Spanish main. Free.
We're free now, you see now, Pantaloon.
Free? Oh, we've spent a year marooned in this moldy oval in this Jamaica jungle. Is this the life for a sailor man? When a king's ransom in Spanish treasure lies waiting for us where we buried it? Let's go get our gold and sail back to England.
Go back to England if you want and be hanged to you.
You know I can't. Not alone. Not without you.
Mark, someone at the door.
So I hear. Can you see who it is through the lattice?
Eh? 2 men and a coach.
Shall I answer the door?
No, I'll go. Get some wine, Dickon.
Aye.
Step lively and don't break your scrawny neck. Come in, gentlemen. Do you come from Port Royal or... Delroy.
Aye, Peter. My ship hove into Port Royal Harbor 3 days ago. I'd heard you were here about
it. And double the job we've had finding our way out here.
Oh, this is my ship's master, Captain Corby, Peter.
I have heard of Captain Corby.
Have you now?
We've heard of you, Peter. You've grown famous here. Your exploits as a privateer have resounded across England.
Come to the point, Delroy. It's only because Catherine saw fit to marry her that I don't kill you where you stand.
Oh, come, Peter. Spill the wind from your sails. I've come to make you an offer.
Aye, a fine offer, matey.
Your insolence is magnificent. You, who bore false witness against me in the courts, who swore away my life, you dare come here to dicker with me.
I thought only that I was doing my duty. On my honor.
Your honor.
I swear I had no wish to see you condemned.
And you bring with you this cutthroat Corby, who's killed and robbed and cheated from here to Bengal.
Egad, that's enough, Frank.
I mind your tongue. These pistols are loaded and double-shotted.
Well, speak up. What do you want?
I come to you as a friend to ask your aid for Catherine's sake. Catherine, does that surprise you? She's with me aboard ship in Port Royal. You see, Peter, things haven't gone well with us since our marriage. I spent all I had left for this frigate.
And came here
To ask me...
To help you recover the gold you took from those 6 Spanish galleys you burned off Barbados.
When you surrendered to Jamaica, there was scarce an halfpenny in your strong box. You've hid the gold somewhere.
And you need help to recover it, Peter. You've no ship now, no friends you can trust. I offer you my ship and friends by the score. Will you join us?
You incredible swine. I'll see you burning first. Who's that?
My servant.
The port's all gone, sir.
Have your pistol ready, Corby. Stand where you are.
Aye.
Don't move, Dickon.
All right. Come out of the shadow of that doorway.
Do as he says, Dickon.
Come this way. Into the light. Come into the light.
Captain, where are you?
Here, Dickon. Our voice is confusing. He can't...
This way, you fool. Into the light.
You dog. You shot him.
Easy, Bryant. Stand back.
You'll hang for this. Both of you, you'll hang.
Why didn't he do as he was told? Why didn't he come into the light?
Because he was blind. Stone blind.
Don't move, Bryant. Stand back, I say.
Me, I'll have you back.
You cowards.
And the curtain comes down on the first act of the night's play in the little theater off Times Square.
And now for a between-act skit entitled, What Happened on the Night of January 8th, featuring Larry Keating.
What did happen on the night of January 8th? Can anyone here tell me?
I can.
You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth?
I do.
Proceed, please.
On the night of January 8th, Campana announced Magic Touch, a most marvelous new and different makeup. It's a cream makeup in 6 exciting shades. It comes in a beautiful golden white, wafer-thin compact.
Can you tell me what happened as a result of this announcement?
The next day, January 9th, thousands of women bought compacts of Magic Touch. And other thousands of women have purchased this new cream makeup day after day since then.
Can you tell me what these ladies think of Magic Touch after trying it?
Oh, yes. They think it's sensational.
I object!
And who are you, madam?
I'm here to defend old-fashioned makeup. I'm defending the old look. This young lady can't tell what thousands of women think. Some have dry skin, some oily skin. They're all different.
But Magic Touch is as magical on one type of skin as another. And it's especially kind to dry skin. And believe me, all women want the new complexion look. It's feminine, it's delicate, it's fragile. It's what Magic Touch gives us. An unmade-up look of delicate, Dresden doll-like complexion beauty.
Objection overruled. The witness will proceed.
No matter how young or how old you are, you'll never know how pretty you can be until you try Magic Touch.
Yes, what's so magic about it?
It blends so perfectly with your skin. Goes on so easily. Just smooth your fingertips over the creamy surface of Magic Touch. You don't need much, then blend it in.
Nothing else magic about it?
Magic Touch contains a new magic ingredient that helps it blend better with your skin. More delicately, more evenly than any cream makeup yet invented.
I'll wager it costs plenty, too.
I can refute that. The large size compact is only $1. The special introductory size, only 39 cents.
Sounds pretty magic as that.
Truly, you'll never know how pretty you can look until you try the new cream makeup Magic Touch.
Curtain, second curtain.
The first nighters are hurrying down the aisle to their seats. The lights are dim. And here's the second act of Drink for the Dam.
Ship in Port Royal can catch us now. How's Brandt? Any sign of life yet?
No. Look at him, you'd think he was dead. But his scalp's just grazed.
Yeah, why, he bled in the coach on our way to Port Royal. I thought you'd scuttled him.
He may wish I had before we're through. He's down in my cabin with shackles on his leg. I'm on my way below.
Aye. Master Delroy.
Yes?
Does your lady know Brent's aboard?
Not yet. Why?
I was just wondering.
Don't concern yourself, Corby. That part of it is my private affair, and don't forget it. Catherine, I told you to stay in your cabin. Why'd you come here? To sigh over that shackled clod on the floor? Go back to your cabin at once.
Did you hear me?
I heard you, you murderer.
Oh, Catherine, listen to
me. I knew you had Peter Brown aboard. I know what you've done. My husband.
What of it? I warn you, mistress, you'll not cross me in this. It's the difference between life and death for me. Do you think I'll go back to England penniless and discredited?
Will murder repair your fortune?
No, we'll not kill the man.
I'm not so deaf that I couldn't hear Corby roaring out your plans. I heard everything.
So you're not above eavesdropping, milady? But why shouldn't I kill him? He's no more than a pirate. Dad, he'll plague me no longer. Ever since our marriage, he stood between us like a ghost in a banquet.
You think his murder will kindle my love?
You don't understand. Catherine, look at me. All this I've done for your sake.
My sake?
To provide for you so that you'll never know the pinch of want. I tell you, my condition's desperate.
So for my sake, you turn thief and murderer.
Rip me no feet of a play for stakes as high as these. His treasure means millions for us, Kathy. Millions.
I see. Kill a man for a pound and you're a common hangdog. Kill him for a million and you're a hero. A fine distinction.
Very real distinction, my dear. But I appreciate your concern. And I love you enough to yield a point. Once we've his treasure, I'll release Brant to go his way.
You promise that, Philip?
I give you my word. On condition you stop mooning over the fellow. Why are you tearing your gown?
To dress his wounds. Fetch some hot water, Philip, quickly.
First your promise, milady. If I do spare him, will you...
Can't you see? He's dying. Hurry, Philip, please.
Very well.
Oh, Peter.
Cat.
Oh.
You're good to me.
Peter. Oh, Peter, don't move. Is there pain?
No.
Do you know where you are?
I've been conscious a long time.
Oh. Then you heard.
I'm sorry for you, mistress.
It's you we must think about now. I'll get you out of this somehow. I'll help you to escape.
With this weight chained to my legs?
Listen to me. Play for time. Keep them sailing from place to place. They'll kill you the moment they get what they want.
I dare say that's true.
How do you feel?
Tired.
You lost a lot of blood. Here, let me put this pillow under your head.
Kathy.
Yes?
Why did you marry him?
They said you were dead. I didn't believe it at first. I thought that someday, somehow, you'd come back to him. I waited. I prayed for it. Finally, I stopped waiting. I married Philip. Afterward, I learned it was his false evidence that he convicted you. I've hated him ever since.
Oh, Kathy.
Then I heard about your escape, your exploits. Why didn't you come home when King William pardoned you?
There was little point.
Oh, Peter, I've hurt you so terribly.
No. No, it wasn't your fault or mine.
Peter, play your hand slowly. Don't tell them where the treasure is. Force them to sail about weeks if you must. We may need another ship.
And then?
We might be able to get help. Perhaps you could escape.
A pleasant dream. Ah, let them have the treasure. Let the end come quickly. But you, once you're back in England, run away. Leave them. Go home, Catherine.
I see you found my absence convenient, mistress.
Yes, scuttle me. He's come to as lively as a bilge rat. Your lady's nursed him to new life, eh, Delroy?
Catherine, go back to your cabin.
But, Philip...
I'm master here. Do as I say. What are you laughing about, Corby?
What? Oh, nothing. Nothing at all.
Well, Grant? You're going to be sensible? Will you join us as a partner? Or will you force us to employ methods of persuasion?
We don't want to be stern with you, my lad.
Delroy, how do you, or I know, that some of my crew haven't already gone back and taken that gold?
Pray that they haven't, Peter.
Oh, every mother's son of them was hanged in the dock when you sailed into Jamaica on promise of the king's pardon. I saw them there, all hanging in a row like a string of onions.
Not all. One of them, my first mate, escaped.
I'll hazard the gamble. And if I'm willing to chance the voyage, it's nothing out of your pocket, is it?
So you offer me a full partnership.
Share and share alike.
I have your word on that.
Word? Stand me, I'll give you my oath. As an officer and a gentleman.
Your oath. All right. Take off this blasted chain, you double-dealing cutthroat. Take it off. And I'll show you such riches as you've never dreamed this side of purgatory.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, an important reminder from Larry Keating.
Excuse me, Mr. Keating, but could I edge in one word?
Why, indeed, yes.
I find that so many of my friends and neighbors don't realize that famous Italian bomb made just as it was before the war is back again.
Italian bomb is back. Same pre-war quality, same pre-war quantity, same pre-war price. Tell your friends, won't you?
And could I put in a word, too?
Of course.
Wintertime is when your hands get really dry and chapped. And that's when Italian bomb, because it's so rich and not thin or watery, shows its real worth. Because Italian bomb is rich and widespreading, you should use much less per application. One drop, two small drops at most, is all you need for both hands. If you use too much, you won't like it so well. And it's so wasteful.
Do try Italian bomb soon. See if you don't have the prettiest, softest, smoothest hands you ever had.
First nighters are all in their seats, ready for the last act. And there goes the curtain.
Oh, my true love's in Dover, that's where I belong. When I shipped out to China when I was too young, I dozens of sweethearts from here to Hong Kong. But my true love's in Dover, that's where I belong. I found him. Show in!
Five fathom! Show in!
White water, Dinhead! White water, Dinhead!
Bring her about!
Out of port! Out of port, you swamp!
There's your island, Corby.
He's bluffing!
Heave to! Heave a go!
Hold away! Hold
lazy rogues, can't they row faster? Sun's curse upon
them. Hey, you won't melt, Master Delroy.
How barren the island is, and how lonely.
Lonely? You looked astern. The whole crew's following us like a school of sharks after a struck whale. We've more company than we have need for.
They're in mutiny. We tried to keep them from following.
I'd planned to give every man his share, but to have them snuffing at my heels. Look at them. Not one man left a guard ship. Give them a hint of loot and discipline goes to the devil.
I'd recommend you hold fast. We're about to land.
I recommend there'd better be treasure yonder, Brant, me lad. There's nothing there. If you brought me here on a fool's errand...
Hold fast! Here we come!
You're still certain the treasure's here, Brant?
I told you once, and I don't lie. I'm certain.
You'd better be.
There's 6 feet down already, and not a sign.
What do you say to that, Brant?
Not deep enough.
Tell them to keep digging, Corby.
Oh, they'll dig for a little while.
Grant, if this is a game of yours...
Save your mouthing, you barbary ape.
Take the chance! The gold!
There it is. You can swing me a tail on it.
There are. Come here, we struck it.
Congratulations, Brant. You've something to live for now.
Peter, come here, please.
Eh?
I have something for you.
What?
Come over here, behind that stand room. They're opening the chest.
Don't look. Captain, what are you...
Here.
Oh, a pistol.
And a powder horn and bullet pouch. Take them, Peter. Quickly, and listen. If they kill you, they'll kill me, too. I want to stay here with you.
Sit down, Kathy. I'll spread my cloak. Here.
Peter, they found wine in that chair.
Don't let them see you.
It's a desperate chance, but I won't live without you. I can't, Peter.
Kathy... Will you just sit down beside me, Kathy?
I'll fight beside you. But I think she means to kill us both.
I wouldn't put it past him.
Brent!
Be careful.
Yeah, Brent, you hanged up. Where are you? Ah, there you are. And with Delroy's women, too. Yeah, have a drink.
Be gone, you lout.
Now, no harm done, Maraud. You mad rogue. Why'd you bury wine with a gold, huh? Did you think to set up a tavern out here?
Why not? The confounded little competition.
It's a Spanish sack. Rare wine, friend. Rare.
It's the choicest vintage in the Spanish fleet. I put that wine with the gold to wait for me. I was saving it for my return.
Your return? And bless me if it isn't here whiting for you. Right here, I'll whiten.
Peter, it will be dark soon.
Soon.
Peter, look over the top of the dunes. They're all asleep.
So?
Sprawled on the sand like a drunken swine. Peter, now's your chance, don't you see?
What?
Peter, in heaven's name, what's wrong with you?
The last of that sunset, Kathy. It's worth watching. It's almost as beautiful as the one we saw together that day off Dover. When the tide ran out... And we lay anchored and planned our future. Remember.
Don't you understand? You've a chance to escape. You can even kill them. Every one while they're asleep. Peter, look at me.
Yes.
What are you thinking?
I was thinking that I promised once to put down all the treasure of Spain at your feet. I was wondering if we could sail that great ship back to Jamaica. Just you and I.
Peter, is that your plan? Escape? Then don't sit here dreaming. Hurry. They won't sleep forever.
Ah, but they will. They will.
What? What are you saying?
Before we buried those chests of gold, Dickon, who was my first mate, buried bottles of rare Spanish wine in every chest for the refreshment of anyone who might discover it before we returned.
Yes, but...
The wine was poisoned. Delroy and his jackals will sleep till Judgment Day. And now, beloved, it's time to go. Take my hand. Let me help you up. We have a long voyage ahead of us, you and I.
And there we are, ladies and gentlemen. The curtain is down on a brilliant opening night performance of the Little Theater off Times Square. The joyous display of the all-star cast and some of the footlights acknowledging the applause. Next week, you're invited most cordially to join us again for another exciting evening in the theater. The play, Love is Stranger Than Fiction. If you want to relax and laugh, be sure to tune in next week at the same time. And in the meantime, ladies, ask for Magic Touch. You'll never know how pretty you can be until you try Magic Touch. Now we move out of the theater and into the street.
Thank you. First Matter.
Thank you. Good night.
Campana's First Nighter program, starring Olin Soule and Barbara Luddy, is a copyrighted radio feature. Tonight's play was pure fiction and did not refer to real people or actual events. Did you know this? Scratching an irritated skin can cause serious infection. Get almost instant relief from the discomfort caused by eczema, rash, hives by using cooling, soothing liquid DDD prescription, a doctor's formula. Trial bottle, only 35 cents. Ask for DDD prescription.
The First Nighter program came to you over CBS, where 99 million people gather every week. The Columbia Broadcasting System.